Hi everyone, welcome to the MRP Tech Podcast. This is episode 112. My name is Matt, and this is the weekly podcast discussing everyday tech for everyday people. And over the last few weeks, I have given my in-depth review of a new laptop that I purchased specifically to run Linux. And at the end of last week's episode, what I dropped was sort of a teaser on which distro would I end up on. Now, with that said, this week's episode is going to be a little different than most episodes, may end up being a little shorter. I'm just going to talk to you about my whole thought process on the selection of which Linux distro that I was going to pick. Now, when I first started this System 76 review, I put out a straw poll, sort of asking the community, which Linux distro should I pick? And in the back of my mind, being an Arch user, I really wanted to go with something like Antergos or Manjaro, but also Solus had some appeal to it as well. So I was really sort of interested in what everybody thought. And by far, the community responded, and Solus was the pick that everyone thought that I should run. Well, as I mentioned last week, I tried to run Solus, and probably most likely the case, because this is newer hardware, I had some problems basically just with getting Solus to be installed correctly. The System 76 drivers were not available in the App Store for Solus. And basically what I decided to do was stop there. Solus is something that I'd like to check out again in the future. But the last few weeks have been really kind of crazy for me. Wrapping up the summer, my summer job, most of our staff goes back to college. And so I was trying to run around and play catch up at my summer job. And I ended up sort of throwing my back out. And that sort of put me back a little bit. And I didn't quite get to some of the projects that I was hoping to at the end of the summer. But I did happen to make my goal. And over this past few weeks, I have been mentioning that even though I was really busy in the summertime, what I really wanted to do was produce an episode of this podcast every week. And I reached that goal. So I'm excited that that happened. So with Solus out of the question, my thought process was, should I go back to Antergos and run Antergos? That's what my previous System 76 was running. I was very happy with it. Had no complaints. Then I started thinking about the use case of this laptop. What is the primary use for this laptop that I'm going to use? So the primary use is not actually for this podcast. The primary use is a live streaming machine that will live stream events that I put on, concerts that I put on. It basically will output the audio from my soundboard and live stream it with combined video to YouTube so that when I stream live, I have the HD video capabilities from my video camera and the high quality mixed sound from my soundboard combined together through OBS going to YouTube. And it works great. So one of the things I started tossing around was, which distro would I use because this is a production machine? Now, I was using Antergos before for this live streaming setup that I have, and I had no issues with it. But I started thinking about the future of this machine and some of the things I'd like to do with it. I want to switch as much of my workflow to Linux as possible. I want to be able to step away from all of these Apple products that I've been using to edit video, such as iMovie. I've been saying this for a really long time. I've managed to step away from iTunes for the most part, and really trying to just dive deep into Linux here, not only for this show, but just in my personal life as well. And so one of the things that I mentioned at the end of last week's show is that I had the computer dual booted with Ubuntu 18.04 and Pop! OS. Now, the reason I did that was to try out both, even though they are very similar, and look for the good experience that both had to offer. So after debating the things that I would like to do with this machine, I sort of started thinking along the lines of an LTS of some kind, long-term support, so that this machine can be not only stable, but something that I can use for the foreseeable future and not have to worry about a whole lot of things. I just want to come and get work done on this machine. This also coincides with my plans of what I want to do with my older System 76, which is use that for testing Linux distros, the some sort of either stable, unstable testing, development, whatever you want to call it, use that machine for testing. So now I have a stable production machine and a sort of testing machine once again. So the choice that I finally decided to pick was that, and it kind of surprised me because I wasn't expecting to do this. I've actually decided that I'm going to stick with Pop! OS on this machine. Now, I did a clean install of Pop! OS, and I wanted to encrypt my drive. And everything worked really great when doing that on the install. It seemed to work flawlessly. I wanted to have the whole machine encrypted. So I wiped the drive clean, reinstalled Pop! OS, and didn't really seem to have many problems until I started to install software. And every time I installed something, I would get an error message saying that the software was not installed properly, but in fact, it had been installed properly. So I thought this may have been a bug, so I tried to update the system. I tried to update the drivers and firmware for the System 76 laptop, and still had that issue. And immediately my thought was it probably was the encryption for some reason, because I didn't do that the first time and I didn't have any problems. So I wiped the machine again and I reinstalled Pop! OS, this time without the encryption. And everything has been working flawlessly since then. So I have a machine, and what I have done with it is, well, here's the thing. So for the uses that I have, okay, so for this podcast, I use OBS. Occasionally, I live stream to YouTube for the podcast. I also live stream to a different YouTube account for my band. And OBS doesn't let you choose from multiple stream keys for YouTube. So if I were to want to stream for the podcast, say in the morning, and have a concert that night, I'd have to delete the stream keys and put the new keys in, which is kind of a pain switching back and forth. And my biggest nightmare is either one day I will stream on the MRP Tech Reviews site a live stream of my concerts, or the other way around, I'll stream the podcast on my band's YouTube page, which just isn't going to, it's not going to work for me at all. So what I did is I set up two separate users, for one for the podcast and one for my band. And it helps keep things a little bit more organized than I have done in the past, which is kind of what I'm looking for. I want to be more organized. I want my workflow to be faster, easier, better, that type of thing. So with that said, one of the things that I've always had trouble with sort of in the past is things like notifications interfering, pop-ups, text messages, that type of thing coming through onto my system while I'm trying to record. And there are ways to turn those off. There are ways to mute audio. But if I'm interviewing somebody or that type of thing, I need the desktop audio. So having these user accounts, I can have them a little bit more isolated. I won't have the notifications on for social media, that type of thing, when I'm recording the podcast. If I'm recording my band, I don't need to worry about that type of thing. So I've actually created three users on this system. One is for my personal use. Basically, I can have those notifications popping up. I can do whatever I'd like to, have the sounds playing that I like to have, notifications coming through. Have a separate for this podcast where I can stream directly to the YouTube channel. Another for my band where I can stream to that YouTube channel. And it's working out really nicely. And it's only going to get better from here as I tweak audio and I sort of switch from a mostly Mac environment to mostly Linux. I don't think I have turned my MacBook Pro on since I got this machine. I turned it on once, and the reason why is because I wanted to get the Audacity settings that I had for this podcast, the template settings that I use. I wanted to put them into OBS, and excuse me, I wanted to put them into Audacity on Linux. So it's been a while since I've even used that. So that's a good sign for my basically full-time switch to Linux. Now, back to PopOS. I wanted that long-term support to create a stable system. Now, that word stable always gets to me because sometimes you can offend people when you say that. I've used Antergos for a long time. It was stable. I would always have to, every once in a while, make small changes to the system. If I hadn't updated for a while, I'd have to do a couple things. It would take a few minutes, but it wouldn't really bother me just because I know Linux pretty well. I'm capable of making those changes. And I'm curious how long PopOS will give me what I need. Being Ubuntu-based, I'm excited that I can have access to all the software and the repos. I'm also curious on sort of System 76's vision of a Linux system. Will I keep it forever? I'm not sure. I like to change once in a while. In the future, it's quite possible I could dual boot this system with a more rolling release. I'm very interested in doing that. Maybe a KDE system in the future. There's some KDE things that I would love to get my hands on and start working on. So that I can see that in the future. So currently, one distro on this PopOS. I'm really looking forward to seeing how this runs. Now, to take a step back. Okay, I'm about ready to go back to school. You've heard me talk about the tech club at school that I'm working on. All last year I worked on putting together. Well, in last February or March, one of the things that I did was try to put in for a new computer for us to use, and I wanted a Linux machine. So I put in for a System 76, and it actually never got ordered. And so over the summer, I checked in on this. And one of the things that I wanted to do, because of the System 76 deals that were going on, I think they're just about over. I think the 9th of September is, or the 7th of September is the last day of the sales. So we managed to get another Gazelle laptop for the school for the same price, same specs that I got mine for. And one of the things that I would like to do is start a school-run podcast for the school district, for students, for teachers. Not anything major, just a locally produced podcast for school events at my school district. So we're going to turn that into our podcasting rig at the school. And I know it works great, so we're looking forward to doing that. On top of that, I have also got my hands on a couple of Raspberry Pis that we just installed Raspbian on today. In fact, both of them are running updates currently as we record this podcast. We also got a Apple TV, and it's hooked up to the smart board in my room. That is for a few things that I'd like to work on as far as iOS devices and that type of thing running in my Educational Technology Center. So we're really got some exciting things happening this year. One of the things that I want to reach out to all of you is this. So we have two Raspberry Pis. They're great for computer programming, obviously. Now, I know there are a lot of peripherals that you can purchase for a Raspberry Pi. But what I'm looking for is, what can we do with Raspberry Pis without any additional peripherals? Now, in the past, I've set up a Nextcloud server with a Raspberry Pi. I've also done RetroPi, the gaming console. What I'm looking for is projects that you can do without any extra peripherals. So I know there's things that like media players, that type of thing. What are some things out there that you've done with a Raspberry Pi that did not require any other purchases? So if you've got great ideas, send them to me, mrptechreviews@gmail.com. I'd love to hear your ideas on that. Also, I'm going to be starting a Linux distro of the month for students. And if you have a great Linux distro, I know a lot of you have recommended some recently to me. I've got those on my list. What do you think would be fun for students to check out? Please don't say Kali Linux. Okay, so that's going to be something I'm doing for students. I may mention it on the show from time to time. Over the next few weeks, I'm going to take a look back at my notes that I've been taking all summer long. There are a lot of great things that people have wanted me to talk about on the show. I'm going to catch up on that. I'm going to start testing more Linux distributions. I may come back with another iOS app pick show in the next couple of weeks. So we've got a lot to talk about, and I'm really excited for the upcoming school year. I'm excited to get back to work and getting kids interested in tech stuff. That's what it's all about. I am now on my third day back. This is the first day with students here at school. The first thing that I did when I came back to work is I reinvented our student help desk and made it a little bit more tech friendly. We've got some monitors hooked up behind the desk now, displaying slideshows of what we have to offer. We have lots of things that we're doing here at the school with Chromebooks. So that's an option of some things to talk about here in the future. I'm overloaded with ideas, and I'm excited to bring those all to you over the next few weeks. One of the things that I would like to say is if you have ideas for guests that you would like on the show, feel free to send them my way. I know I have a list of growing people to interview. So I'm really excited about that. If you'd like to be on the show yourself, you can send me an email and maybe we have something we could talk about. So please do that. If you haven't been to my website, mrptechreviews.com, occasionally I put new things on there as well. As well as podnuts.com. You can go check out all the other shows on the network. It just amazes me that every time I go there, how many shows have been put out, how many shows are continuously released, all with great tech topics. And every week it seems like there's new stuff coming out to talk about. So if you can't tell, there's lots of things coming down the pipe. I have been hearing from listeners over the last few weeks, and it's great to hear from all of you. If you haven't checked out the Discord room, there's lots of activity going in there. There are people in that room that are far smarter than I am, and that's where they bounce ideas to me, and most of them make it to the show. So feel free to join in on the Discord chat room. There's a link to that on my website. So that's going to do it for this week's episode, guys. Thanks so much for listening, and we will see you next time.